There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I am at a brand new place in Clayton. It is called the Flight Club, and I'll explain what that is in a minute, or actually my guest will explain that. Kim Shoot from State of Play Hospitality. Flight Club just opened, so tell me a little about this place.
Yeah, so Flight Club is first and foremost a fantastic cocktail bar. We have a really great food and beverage program, but we also have the added element of high technology darts. So it's a technology-enabled dart system, which we call social darts. It's none of the chalkboard and tracking like you'd think with a traditional dartboard. We have six incredible games that track all of your scores for you. All six games are very different so that you can get competitive with your friends and play and score a bunch of points and have a lot of fun.
So explain a little bit about what the technology is that makes it high tech.
We actually brought on a NASA scientist. The Flight Club team brought on a NASA scientist to create our tracking technology. So it's accurate within 0.002 of a millimeter. So the tracking is great, and then the games were developed separately, but that's basically what makes it tech-enabled.
I wish the NFL had that for spotting footballs, but anyway, aside. And then why is it called social darts?
Because it's a social element to it. Like, there's nothing about the old, dingy, smoky bar that you would normally associate darts with. It's a very social experience, down to our food is all mostly shareable items that you can just pick up, pop in your mouth while you're playing darts, share with everybody. It's just, first and foremost, a social experience.
So there might be a few people who will be like, but I like this dingy British pub atmosphere for darts.
That won't be necessarily what you get here, but we do have the British pub element. It's a very high-end design, but it has a really strong nod to the British pub mixed with a little bit of Victorian fairgrounds.
Yeah, explain a little bit about the Victorian fairgrounds thing.
Every room is a little bit different in design, so everything was very cautiously picked so that we could have a really intimate experience, and it just change every time you turn your head, there's a different something.
So tell me about the other places that are flight clubs.
Yeah, so we have some major cities. St. Louis is going to be our eighth in North America. There's also some in the UK, which is where it started. There's a couple in Australia, and then I think Ireland actually opens next week. So they're right along with us. So
wow.
Yeah, so we're mostly in the US. We're in major cities, Chicago, DC, about to open in Philly. So got some good spots.
Well, what was the impetus for starting Flight Club?
Two guys, actually, our founder, the founder of Red Engine, who owns Flight Club. We own it in the United States, but they own the concept. And so he and a friend came up with it one day when they were sitting at playing darts in a bar, and they're like, we could do this better. And then they did. And then they opened 10 years ago in London, and then the rest is history.
In London. I mean, that's the place for darts. So it's 10 years, so I guess they're doing well. I guess it's taken off.
It certainly has, yeah. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary this year, which actually guests from all across the world can submit for a game, for what our next game will be, and they can submit ideas. And the winner will be flown to a flight club of their choice.
And when you talk about different games, can you tell me a little bit about some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my favorites is called Killer, and it's my favorite because it pins you against each other. And so you try it. Everyone's designated a number, and you have to try and hit the other person's number to get them out.
Okay.
And so it's really fun. And the other one's Demolition. And the reason I really like that one is because you don't have to be good at darts. Anywhere you hit on the board, you get points. And so that's always good for me.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about the food and the cocktails as it pertains to this location and what's special.
Yeah, so our cocktail program, we put a lot of emphasis in. We made sure that we had all kinds of different flavors and variety so that everyone could have something. We also made all of our cocktails, our signature cocktails, we have a mocktail version because we know that the NA non-alcoholic mocktail lifestyle is becoming bigger and bigger. And so we wanted to make sure that we were open for everybody. So any one of our signature cocktails can be made into a delicious mocktail. And it's not as simple as swapping out this liquor for an NA liquor. We played with the flavor profiles and made sure that it was still a really good drink.
And how about the food?
Yeah, the food, we, like I said earlier, we have everything, is a lot of things are shareable. With the game in mind that we created it, it's a very higher end food program than you would probably assume for a darts bar. And I think we pleasantly surprise people with our food. It's very good.
Why did you choose Clayton?
Clayton and St. Louis altogether, the food scene, incredible. The cocktail scene, really good. We knew that we were going to have a good place here, that we would fit in with what the clientele here likes. And we just wanted to pay homage to Clayton to make sure that we brought that with us, including sports. It's just a really great city of food, beverage, sports. It's just everything Flight Club. Any location we choose from Chicago. So that will be, that will be centralized in the U.S. Although we are looking at a bunch of different locations. We are going to open New York probably early next year, late this year maybe. We're looking at several different spots. So it's not like we chose St. Louis instead of them. It's just we knew that St. Louis was going to be great, a great market for us, and hopefully we'll be great to the St. Louis market. But we're also still looking at those larger markets as well.
And state of play, is Flight Club the only thing you own, or you own other things?
No, so we have two other concepts. So we have Hijingo, which is a technology bingo, which is really fun. It's almost like a show. And then we also have Bounce and Ace Bounce, which is the same concept, just called slightly different things. So Bounce and Hijingo are in the UK, and Flight Club and Bounce and Ace Bounce are in the US.
And what is Bounce and Ace Bounce? What is that?
Ping pong.
Oh, ping pong. Yes. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, we're covering all the really fun, like, basement games.
Yeah, I like that. And in terms of events, is this this looks like a place that you would host events.
It's such a great place for events because a lot of times you can be seated at a table and opposite sides and you never speak to someone on the opposite side. And so this, you're mingling the whole time. There's great food, there's drinks, there's an activity for everyone to do. It's a great team building event. It's a great birthday party celebration. We're really built for events. Like, it's just a really good spot for someone celebrating or bringing their team together.
Kim Shute from State of Play Hospitality. It is Flight Club just opening in Clayton. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.